This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com for Tuesday, August 2, 2016. Sunrise at 5:36 a.m., sunset at 8:01 p.m. Checking out the papers in the area, Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News that an allegedly drunk Timothy Brosnan was leaning against the bumper of his 10-year-old Honda Pilot late Saturday afternoon laughing as his house was burning 50 yards away on Linden Avenue, according to police. The 57-year-old Brosnan is quoted as saying, "It's the most beautiful thing ever. I did that." Brosnan allegedly boasted to police arriving at the scene of Saturday's blaze, which sent a firefighter to the hospital with heat exhaustion and caused extensive damage to the $791,000 home. The apparent motive, Brosnan was supposed to move out of the house so his estranged wife could move back in on Monday with two of their three children. Instead, both were in separate Essex County courtrooms Monday morning. Brosnan, to be arraigned on a charge of arson in Lynn District Court, while his wife sought a restraining order in Salem Probate and Family Court, as well as funds to pay the cost of boarding up their former home. Brosnan is being held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing on Wednesday. His attorney, Gary Zarola, entered a plea of not guilty on Brosnan's behalf. A Salem man is being held following a weekend knife and bat attack, Bill Newell reports.
A Salem man's plan for a night out at Opus in downtown Salem late Saturday night ended instead in a fight that left him with seven stab wounds and a broken back after he was attacked with a knife and a bat, police say. In a story written in Tuesday's Salem News by Julia Manganis, the 32-year-old victim is now recovering in Mass General Hospital. The alleged assailant, Michael Castaldo, age 32, is being held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing on Friday in Salem District Court. Police report that there was a verbal exchange between Castaldo and the victim that eventually escalated into a physical confrontation. Authorities say Castaldo punched and stabbed the victim, who then went to get his own knife. The victim then returned, and at some point he ended up on the ground and was beaten with a baseball bat. Castaldo is facing charges of attempted murder and two counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, a knife, and a bat. Eventually, police had received multiple calls to go to a Rainbow Terrace address at the Salem Housing Authority development off Loring Avenue just after midnight on Sunday. The report from one caller, "They're going to kill him. Get here." When police arrived, they found the victim in a pool of blood, bleeding heavily from his back and passing in and out of consciousness in the parking lot of the development, which is adjacent to Salem State University. Officers who were familiar with Castaldo and his girlfriend from prior incidents requested that Metro PCS ping Castaldo's cell phone to determine his location. They were eventually able to find Castaldo and his girlfriend as she drove down Proctor Street in her Acura sedan. Both had blood on their faces and clothes. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports.
All right, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that Congressman Seth Moulton was in Salem on Monday to talk about service and the effects it can have on a school community, but that didn't keep him from taking shots at Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump along the way. Moulton, along with several Salem public schools and regional organization leaders, kicked off a partnership between Massachusetts Service Alliance, AmeriCorps, and Salem on Monday evening. In his remarks, Moulton talked about the importance of service through the lens of a growing divide across the country. He then made a few passing references to an unnamed candidate in the national race for the White House, where nationally known businessman Donald Trump recently locked up the Republican nomination for president. James Cook, former English teacher, is the new principal at Gloucester High School. On the job since July 1, he has set three new goals for the school for the 2016-17 school year.
And the first goal has to do with what I was talking about earlier, looking for how do we promote student growth in every classroom every day. So that as a goal for the school. The second goal is we're trying to help all our students become inquiry learners, students who have curiosity, who investigate things, construct understandings and express themselves, and then reflect on how they do that, whether they're in a shop class, whether they're in their English class, or doing the scientific inquiry, using technology to help students become inquiry learners. And the third thing is, while we're doing all this, we want to support students' social-emotional growth as teens. We want to remember that it's not just academics, but it's fueled by their social and their emotional well-being. And so with those three things in mind, that's going to help guide us through the rest of the year.
That's Gloucester High School Principal James Cook. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that the sighting of 9 young people, including 3 juveniles, on trespassing charges in the area of the Vernon's Pit Quarry over the weekend has cast a renewed spotlight on stepped-up efforts by Gloucester police and public works officials to crack down on quarry parties that have long frustrated Lanesville neighbors and left lots of litter behind. According to Ray Lamont, the 9 youths were found gathered around a campfire at the quarry after police responded to calls reporting disturbances off Hickory Street at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Those summons to court range in age from 16 to 21, and all had come from Revere, Everett, Malden, Lynn, or Somerville. The police report outlining the Sunday morning incident did not note the presence of alcohol and added that the youths were respectful when told to leave. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com that if Frank DeVito opens Lynn's second charter school next year, it will be greeted by hundreds of parents looking to place their child in the new facility, but it will get a frosty reception from officials. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and the city council may have their disagreements, but they're on the same page when it comes to the controversy alternative public schools. While they claim it's great for parents to have school choice, they say it's not so great that charter schools, quote, rob money from traditional schools. The mayor is quoted as saying, "I agree with giving parents a choice, and it makes everyone perform to their highest level, but I don't like the formula for funding because it takes more than $1 million from the school budget." The 51-year-old DeVito and his group are in a national competition to redesign the American high school and win $10 million towards opening the Equity Lab Charter School in Lynn. That's Check of News. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.